I'm Polly, I'm 30 and I've been living in Sydney for about 4 years, looking closely into the work of Jeremy Griffith and the Foundation for Humanities Adulthood, now known as the World Transformation Movement. I've put this information to the test every day since knowing about it, and it has proved to me over and over that it is in fact the naked but dignifying truth about humans, about me, and that it will save our species if we let it. I've explored these ideas, discovered that what is explained does make sense of the crazy world we live in, and there are no doubts in my mind that this is the key to the future, and therefore I'm dedicating my life to supporting it. I know that nobody wants to admit or talk about our alienation. Why am I so insecure and fragile? Why am I so selfish? Why am I competitive? Why is everyone getting cancer? Why are children not being loved by their parents? Why are so many people dreadfully unhappy, depressed, suicidal and lonely? Up until these understandings, I couldn't even begin to think about those questions because the answers were superficial or not there at all. We're habituated to block out and denial, which has enabled us to survive, but that all ends now. As a human, because the human condition is the cause of all the pain on earth, and the human condition exists in all of us, I'm as capable as the next person to perform the most brutal atrocities on the planet if put in the right circumstances. And I am as responsible as the next person to do what I can to fix that when a solution arrives. And now, thank God, the real solution has arrived. The answer to absolutely everything. Not only the cure for our human condition, but the prevention of it for the future. I know there are a lot of weird movements in the world claiming to be the one, and we all have a right to be sceptical of the huge claims being made about these understandings. But I urge anyone new to this to just consider that it is true. You have a responsibility to question it, but listen to what Jeremy explains about our denial. Consider what it means to go through resignation and put in the effort to put this to the test. Before I looked into these understandings, I wasn't walking around looking for answers. I'd resigned myself to a life in denial and had my simple life planned out to allow me to get on with that. But I could not abandon this once I knew about it because I discovered that it was true. And I know so strongly in my gut, more than anything else, that that is right. What I discovered when I looked into the explanations that Jeremy Griffiths has written about was that for the first time in my life, I could look honestly around the world and into myself. And with these understandings, I could now logically and rationally understand it. This information is tangible. It's not dogma or belief, it's understanding, and that I couldn't ignore. I understand the pain. I understand that every fibre of my being is etched with the result of 2 million years in my heritage. I can accept that because I know why it has occurred. I can live in honesty about that predicament in myself and in the world, and I can dedicate my time and energy to ensure the rest of the world gets that opportunity. With the World Transformation Movement as a vehicle for these understandings, the pain and suffering can stop here, and that will be a transformed world. If everyone on the planet can be secure in their alienation, be secure in their insecurity, be honest about our state, then it will allow the preoccupation to subside enough to look beyond the needs of ourselves to the needs of the world, and the world will instantly be a different place. That is what being a transformed life force allows you to do. I can transform my life from an insular, insecure, self-proving, pain-reproducing existence to a life force that can look around the world and live with knowledge about it. Be secure in my alienation, abandon the preoccupation with proving myself worth, and put a stop to the pain. The second I realised that, then the future suddenly looked promising. The relief came flooding out of me, and the potential for a bright future for the world became possible. And seeing that difference was what really confirmed for me how this understanding can actually save the world. That is the beauty of the World Transformation Movement. Not only do I get the gift of being able to understand myself and the world around me, but I get the opportunity and the great privilege to participate in the solution. And that is available to all humans now. How lucky are we? I get to look pain and suffering in the eye and know that to contribute to putting an end to it all I have to do is support this by living like it's true. And participate in the fight for every human on the planet to have the opportunity to realise that potential. And that is the most wonderful gift any human could have, a beautifully free way to live. To live like that means that today is meaningful and tomorrow is glorious. So to finish, I would just like to bring up Jeremy's proposition slide and tell you from my experience what I've found. And that is that this information will transform the world for its complete betterment, that it will bring complete hope to what can seem hopeless, that it gives rise to a movement that will sweep the world. It will introduce a new paradigm of understanding around which all knowledge can be integrated, and it will reconcile all the opposites in the human situation. And that is why I wouldn't want to be anywhere else than right here as a very thankful and proud member of the World Transformation Movement.